Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. Today we'll be discussing effortless healing with the Bach flower essences for emotional and physical health. The flower essences work at a subtle level, and that's probably why it is effortless, as it's a gradual shift of discordant energy within the energy field, and Dr. Love will talk about that now. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm honored to be on again with you, Susan.
Well, would you like to tell the audience a little bit about the Bach flower remedies and how they came to be and what they are?
Oh, that's probably a good place to begin. Bach flower remedies have been around since 1936. And for years, they went all around the world without any advertising because they worked very well. And what they are is flower essences from England and Europe. And there's 38, and they treat the complete spectrum of the emotional component. Your fears, anxiety, depression, guilt, being too dominating, people dominating you, you don't have enough shielding and protection, your mission in life, discovering your mission in life, exhaustion. These are all moods that occur in the human beings. In fact, there was a study in England recently done, and it said that the kids between 18 and 25 are stressed out 6 hours a day. I saw that yesterday on the Drudge Report. And I would say that's the way it is with everybody. We're stressed out from ourselves and the issues and baggage that we carry inside of us. And that's what the Bach remedies address. Your fears, anxieties, impatience, pushing too hard, that sort of thing. And the way that they work, I was blown away when I first started using them 45 years ago because they work so well. And the way that they work to heal the people and to heal yourself is that they trigger you to become more enlightened or aware, have more awareness, or to figure out how to resolve your junk. Like, for example, I had a woman, she told me she had fibromyalgia. She signed up for my course. The pain was excruciating, so I gave her Sentry for saying no and Walnut for protection and different remedies for shielding. A month later, she said, "Dr. Love, I know why I have so much pain. I'm a good Christian woman. I'm obedient. I'm submissive, like the Bible says. But my husband is dumping his negative energy on me, and I take it on. And that's why I have all this pain." I said, "My God." So we changed the remedies, which we do every month a little bit, and as necessary. And 2 weeks later, she called me. She said, "You're not going to believe what happened. I went to my husband, and I told him, honey, the reason I have so much pain," which broke his heart that she was in so much pain, "the reason I have so much pain is because you're putting your pain on me, and I'm absorbing it. I don't want to do that anymore, and I want you to stop putting your pain, your negative energy on me." He says, "Okay, I'm going to stop." And I said, "Did he stop?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you have any more pain?" She said, "No." And she had excruciating pain, and it was gone. The remedies helped her to enlighten herself as to the cause of her suffering. Suffering is something you need to deal with. When you suffer, God is trying to make a beautiful poem of your life. God is trying to enlighten you to the nature of your being. God is trying to change you and help you grow and help you to resolve your spiritual defects and your character defects and the traumas of your life and your inner child. That's all the unresolved stuff from the childhood up to the age of 11. Bach wrote, "Suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned." So when you have the suffering, there's a lesson that God should teach you. And he also said suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So there's certain faults that you have that good Lord is trying to correct. And that is the reason for the suffering. Although the suffering, you can blanket say, is from karma from previous lifetimes. All disease is karma, previous lives. Kirpal Singh, the president of the World Fellowship of Religion, said that all the major events in human life are predestined. So that means that your great suffering that you're experiencing, maybe even experiencing now, is coming from a past life. If you're going to heal that, because when you heal body, mind, and spirit, spirit is the metaphysical part. Spirit is where you go inside and you change into a different dimension. You go deeper. In fact, Trump, my favorite quote, the deepest thing I ever did was to learn how to be shallow. We need to get out of being shallow, go deeper into ourselves to discover the character defects, the spiritual defects. Bach said the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, selfishness, and greed. So when you suffer, the way you interpret those past lives is to look in at your greed, look in at your pride, and your ignorance, which is like not learning, not wanting to learn, and change that stuff. The Bach allows you to do that. The Bach allows you to take remedies where the good Lord works through the remedies to teach you how to change stuff, like impatience. It's the most impatient man I ever met. We had him on in the impatience room. They call it impatience in England. I said, man, when I was over there, man, I can't call it impatience. It's impatience to me. But we had him on for 8 months. And the guy, he was dominant. Oh, God. He was a court litigating attorney. And he was like a war zone being in the room with him. And I was giving him deep massage treatments and giving him remedies. In 8 months, he's no longer impatient. He's no longer dominating. He was a laid-back California guy, and it was effortless because we didn't try to do anything. He just took the remedies, and God showed him. He was receptive, and God showed him how to make the changes. So the most dominating man that I ever met, his wife brought him over. Used to be in the room with him, and you bite your lips, you know, because it's so tense being with him. Within 6 months, she told me he was no longer dominating. That's called a thorough constitutional transformation. We used a couple of dominating remedies. There's four of them. Chicory, being bossy, feel rejected easily. Vine, dominating and bossy. And vervain, and over-enthusiasm, and wanting to teach everybody and dominating. And then Heather wants to tell everybody their problems. When you take that remedy, God's going to show you. It's a real advanced it's advanced technology. It's from the future. If you and I got the time machine and we went like, 2050, everybody's going to be using the Bach because it's the fastest and the best way to get into the emotional component and get these things to move and get these things to change. Take the remedies. You take them every day. And if you guys that want to experiment with them, pick one remedy. Just pick one out, the one that seems to you look in the books. There's a book you can get online called The 12 Healers and Other Remedies, written by Dr. Bach. And that's free. It's a free download from the Bach Center. It's got a little description of everyone. You can also get Heal Thyself. It's a free PDF download from the Bach Center. Right? Get those two books. Choose one remedy and take it. You should have dramatic major healing. If you don't, there's the wrong remedy. Choose another one. Problem is that our inner self is invisible, so we can't see what's really going on inside of us in the emotional component, because the mind likes to hide so that you can't figure out how it's doing its mischief against you. So we need to pull the records and open the files, and that's what I teach in my classes, which is, I guess, what the more advanced work. So the remedies are something that you take every day, and you take it for about a month, and as you take it, you're going to begin to discover how you're creating this mess that you're in, because there's a secret, which is that the first one is diseases from the past lives. So you're going to need to go into your inner self to resolve that, into your inner self to resolve your character defects. That's like being too dominating, too critical, stuff like that, resentment. To go into your inner self to resolve your inner child, which is all the traumas that you had when you were criticized and when you weren't loved and you weren't helped and you weren't nurtured when you were a little child. To go inside yourself and resolve your spiritual defects. That's like the pride and the hatred. People got the animosity. They got the bitterness, hatred, blame, and everything. These are the things. This is the way you resolve the karmas from the past life, because God's trying to teach you something. The second thing is that if you don't like something out there in your life, you don't like this person or you don't like this situation, the secret is that there is something inside of you that is drawing that to you. And so you need to go into your inner self to figure out what that is and resolve it, and then the external thing will change. We have not, Dr. Murphy said, we have not to work on externals. We only need to work on ourselves. Everybody's running around, if I can change it out here, you know, but the real person we need to change is inside of me, see. So there was a woman, and I met her, and she had so much pain. And I did the alignment technique, which is a real cool technique, and got her out of pain, first time in like 10, 15 years. And then we started using the bot. And she told me that when the acupuncturist walks into the office, goes, she comes down the hall, opens the door, she's a massage therapist, got somebody on the table, puts her down, says something mean to her, nasty. It hurts her feelings really bad. She said, this has been going on. I said, for how long is this going on? She said, it's 2 or 3 years. And she never talked to her or anything, but it's so painful. So I'm sitting by the train tracks. I don't know if you can hear the train going by. There you go. That's the train you pump at that. So we had her on the box. We did a little bit of the SAF, which is another very advanced technique that I teach. And we're healing her inner self. Then she called me and she told me, Dr. Love, the most amazing thing is happening. The acupuncturist comes down to my office, opens up the door, and is kissing up to me, trying to get me to like her. I can't believe it. She said, I've never talked to her. She's trying to ask me out for dinner. She's asking me out for lunch. She's trying to get me to be her friend. She said, I never did anything to change it. She never puts me down anymore. So that whole external of the woman putting her down completely changed as she took the remedies and healed the things inside of her that was causing her, to draw that to her. So this is a secret. In fact, if you can learn anything from me today, learn this. If you don't like what's going on out there in the external world, change the internal inside yourself, and then the external is going to change. But John Gatto said, Americans don't have an inner self. Well, that's what we got to develop. We have an external. Everybody's external, especially if you take drugs and you're chasing all the time and running. Everything's going to be external. You're not going to be able to get to your inner self. The external is like a 3D hologram. It's a dimensional illusion, really. And it comes from what you got. The junk, the stuff, the crap, the projection screen that you got going on inside of you. If you hate, you're going to see hateful people, hateful things everywhere. Because it's come. If you love, you're going to see the love and the beauty of the world. If you have hate, you won't even be able to stop and see the flower. You'll be criticizing the flower. So the internal versus the external. And part of the healing, what the box does, is the box helps you to go into the internal and start resolving the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap that we got on the internal. And you know what the man says? You need a new man, you can start dating him. He says, honey, I don't have any issues. And that's the American way. That's the John Wayne way. We don't have any issues. Everything's perfect. Well, the truth is everybody got stuff. As long as you're alive, you got karma, you got stuff, that you need to work on. So those are some basic principles, and that I think pretty well how the remedies work. If you have any other questions about that, let me know. But you want to get into effortless healing?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I got my pages here that I wrote. The whole thing about the effortless healing, I had a student who coined that word about 2 weeks ago. And she says, this whole thing's effortless. She says, I'm not even trying. She says, I'm discovering myself and getting in touch with myself and healing myself and finding my true self and coming into my power. She said, I've been in 12 steps for it. Was even, and she said, that I'm really coming into my truth and my true self. And it's effortless. Whoa. And I thought, you know, that's what we want. And I'll tell you how that, whatever I tell you with this effortless healing, when you have suffering, you need to resolve your suffering. Okay, so if you got body pain, you got a physical disease, you got crappy relationships with people, or you're in some weird place, stuck in some weird zone, yeah, and you're suffering. And let me tell you, the philosophy on suffering is you need to accept your suffering as your teacher. I had a woman had the cancer, and she told the class, she said, she produced a couple classes for me on the East Coast, and she said, I quit seeing my, I used to see my cancer as an enemy, something I needed to fix or defeat or fight against. But I quit seeing the cancer, throat cancer, breast. I quit seeing the cancer as an enemy and started seeing the cancer as my teacher and started learning. Well, she took the remedies. We did some SAF. She took the remedies. Her cancer, she told the class her cancer was gone. And she taught everybody to see the disease as her teacher. So the suffering, you want to embrace it. You want to hold it in your arms like you're holding a little child, like you're holding a spiritual master in your arms. Because it's your teacher. It's going to bring you on the journey to self-discovery and self-growth to become a new person. Okay, all that being said, because when the suffering comes, you want to embrace it, see it as your teacher, and learn from it. That's what the remedies do. So, oh, I'm suffering pain. Then you take agrimony. Agrimony's for pain. That's what I gave the woman who was a massage therapist. Okay. If you're suffering from, I had a guy who's suffering from hopelessness. That's the remedy, Gorse. There's 5 remedies for depression. Generally, people come out of depression real well. In fact, Bob Mignon, who's a psychiatrist in Florida, told a group, he says, I use mustard to heal clinical depression, which is depression with unknown without an unknown cause. He said it just knocks it right out. So the remedy is going to help trigger you to learn the lessons. I can't teach you how to heal your depression. I can't teach you how to become assertive. I can't teach you how to quit being dominating. I can't teach you how to be a quit being a workaholic. I just give you the remedies. I run the other direction. God himself will teach you. God's always trying to teach us, show us things, but we're not learning. When you take the box, you're going to start learning these things. So effortless healing. We are trying too hard. We're pushing too hard. Now, there's a flow that you want to get into. And in the East, they call it the Tao, T-A-O. In the West, they call it, in India, they call it the divine plan, or God's. In America, they call it God's will. It's a flow. It's easy. It's not stressful. So we need to get, and y'all could have experienced it at times. We want to operate from the Tao. Instead of pushing and trying so hard, we want to let go and let things flow. The karma of life is going to go on. That same lady I was telling you about in New York, the young lady who, she says to me, she's a, got a big following of, she's an artist, got a big following throughout the country. And she does videos, documentaries. And she said, Dr. Love, I don't feel like doing any of it. I said, well, don't worry about it. Don't do it. You know. So she's, I said, just hang out. So she's hanging out, doing nothing. And she shows someone one of her documentaries. The guy flips out, and now they're passing her around to all these famous people. It just happened. Mei Peng, she was walking down the street in New York City. She looked, she's like 18. She looked up, said, Apple Records. Ah, that's where the Beatles make their records. Well, she said, I'll go in and see if I can get a job. She went in. They hired her. And the next thing, she was a private secretary to John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And later on, she became John Lennon's girlfriend for about 2 years. If you want to look her up, you can read about her. It's an amazing story. Look up May, M-A-Y, Pang, P-A-N-G. It just happened. But you want to be in the zone where things just happen. That's the Tao. And that's what I'm teaching now. I'm teaching people how to understand the flow of their life and to get in flow, because we're trained in our culture to push, push, push. If it's to be, it's up to me. The Zen way, if it's to be, it will come to me. Mm-hmm. So we need to simplify our life and take the easy way. And the Bach will allow you. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have a little difficulty processing here and there, because sometimes when you're processing suffering, you have to face the lies you live with. God's healing process is the easy way. It's an elegant way. There's always an elegant solution, which is easy. I was going to go to Mexico with my wife for the past. And, oh, man, we can't go on Saturday. We can't this weekend. Can't go the next weekend. We had all this money we'd take down to orphanage. My friend Peter, who used to solve murders for a living, you give him $1,500. He tells who killed your brother or cousin or whatever. He was amazing, and we were working together as friends. And I, Peter, man, I can't go this weekend. I can't go next weekend. What am I going to do? He said, well, just wait a minute. Just hang on a second. And he was gone. He came back about a minute. He said, you know what? Why don't you go on Wednesday? My God, that's a perfect solution. Well, we ended up going on Wednesday. It was perfect. But I said, Peter, I said, how'd you figure this out? He said, well, I didn't figure it out. I just prayed and asked God when you should go. He told me Wednesday. And he also began to teach me about the elegant solution. There's an elegant solution, an easy way for everything. And we're taught that we have to take the hard way. We have to push. If it's not hard and effort, it ain't going to be of value. That's what they teach you. But the truth is, the Tao is effortless, elegant, and it's actually very easy. The healing process needs to be that way, too. It has to do with us not trying so hard, and you have to find the flow. Like I'll give just a dumb example. I could rush into town after we're done and pick up a few things, or I could go tomorrow. I've got people I need to work with later on. So the easiest thing for me to do is just go back, relax, have lunch, get unpacked and everything. That's the effortless way. That's the easy way. There's always the easy way, and we feel guilty having fun. We feel guilty doing the easy route. We need to not try so hard. I had a friend, he was torn to pieces because he was a framer in a frame shop, and he hated it. He had been the art director in the Hare Krishna movement in the 60s, incredible artist, visionary artist. Well, I gave him, this man was impatient. I gave him impatience. I gave him wild oats. I said, I moved to L.A. as it did take us for a year. Well, he took a wild oat, which is a remedy for direction, occupational direction. He took it for a year, and he took the impatience. I came back a year later. He told me he was no longer impatient. That's called a thorough constitutional transformation. That's one of the things I do that's different than everybody else with Bach flowers. We do the Bach-like homeopathic remedies, and we're looking for a thorough constitutional transformation. The deepest acting negative character defect inside of you, we change that over to the positive. So he is like the most impatient guy. Change it over to the positive, he's no longer patient. That's a dramatic healing. Well, he took me into, I was going to have dinner, took me into his garage. Along the walls were these beautiful paintings. He says, I'm no longer in the frame store making the minimum wage. He handed me two cards, one an invitation to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C., and another one to art opening in New York City. He had taken his place among America's leading visionary artists. That's the wild oat. That's effortless healing. It just sort of happens as it did with May Peng. They asked Socrates about if he loved Plato. And he said, yes, I love Plato, but I love truth more than Plato. When you're doing the effortless healing, you're looking for the truth. Your truth, the truth. What is really going on here? Your truth is also who are you, really and truly? How do you become who you really are? What is the truth? In other words, is this person parasiting on me, sucking my energy, dumping on me as the woman's husband was? I had a student and signed up for my course. She smoked marijuana and drank alcohol. She said she drank a bottle of wine every night. And I said, how long have you been doing that? Since I was 16. She's 33. In a month's time, on the agrimony, I gave her other remedies too. She said that she's no longer, she said she's drinking only a glass of wine every night. In 5 or 6 months, she said, she's not drinking any wine at all. And she said, which is totally amazing because I didn't put any energy into it. It just went away. Every student that I have who drinks usually quits. They get off their drugs. If it's medical drugs, I say, go to the doctor, put you on them, and if you think you don't need them, ask him and let him take you off of them or her. And everybody who smokes, they all get off the cigarettes. All my students who stay with me, because on the agrimony, that's one of the healing effects of the agrimony, is to get you off drugs. Drugs is like where you're running away instead of facing your pain. And then you get into the drug, it's hard to get out of it. But anyway, she said, well, so what about the marijuana? I said, well, let's just, you know, just keep smoking and enjoying it. And let's let God take it away at the right time. Well, at the next month, she told me that she was completely free of the marijuana. It was like gone. So that's effortless healing. It just sort of happens. You have to allow, you have to be able to receive the healing. You need to let go, turn everything over to God, and surrender, and quit making it. It's got to be this way. I got to have things to be that way. If I don't get this, and you know, I just need to, you know, more money. I need a car. I need this. I need a man. I need what we want to just let go and surrender and let God bring the healing to us and let go of all this effort and quit trying so hard, pushing so hard, so that we can let the flow happen and just relax and listen and get out of this thing of go, 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 so we can get back into the flow. Thomas Carlyle said, silence is the element in which great things fashion themselves. So we need to get into the flow and allow ourselves to be still and have silence. See, because you can't heal if you're busy. If you're in the busy mode, it's totally opposite of the healing mode. If you're busy running around, you're not going to be able to understand yourself. You're not going to be able to resolve issues. You need to be still and silent. So part of the healing that I teach is to allow yourself to be still and go into the silence of your own soul and the silence of yourself. And to allow a new way. The Bach is a new way. It's not something to be scared of. I think it's very gentle, especially the way that I use it now, giving only one remedy in the beginning and then three remedies after that. It's very, very, very gentle. The Bible says, I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them on paths they know not of. When you let go, then you're able to open up to God leading you in a path that you don't know anything about. The healing needs to fall into place. Your life needs to fall into place. If it's to be, it's up to me. That's what they say in the East Coast. The Zen way, if you would go to the Dalai Lama's ashram, what they say over there, if it's to be, it will come to me. Letting go into the effortless mode and into the Tao allows you to be receptive so that it can come to you. We want to let God take us on the journey and show us what the solution is. Because we're sitting around going like, I want it to be the way I want. In fact, we're resisting, and we're not turning things over. We're not. We want things the way, you know, that we want. The way that I use the Bach you take four times a day. It's a little doser bottle that you take from it. You can't even really taste anything. You buy them down at the health food store. But the way I do it is really different because we do the constitutional medicine, which means you give the Bach flower. You're going to treat the deepest thing, the heaviest thing, the baddest thing, the most difficult thing going on inside of you. Maybe I gave a woman the other day. She was terribly afraid of money, worried about money. So we use nimulus. Usually I'll give nimulus within a month or two or three. A person will tell you they're not worried about money. And then you need to give it time, and you have a thorough constitutional transformation, which 6 months, 8 months. All my guys who worry about money, within 3 to 6 months, they'll tell you they're not worried about money. But it could be worry about disease. It could be worry about the world coming to an end. Over in the Hawaii, they were really worried about getting bombed by from North Korea. So we're looking for a constitutional-type remedy. And then we need to track the change because the mind will shape-shift. So 1 month you're working on fear, the mind will shape-shift into other issues, try to get away from you. Next month you may be working on a lack of confidence. Or it could be that you take that fear remedy for 6 months. We have to track the movement of the dragons or the demons or the traumas inside of us so that we can change it, as we go along. So we're looking for the thorough constitution. So what happens with people is they don't use the correct Bach, and they take too many remedies, and they don't use it long enough. So that's why all you guys, if you want to try it out, well, you can also call me because I have my classes and stuff. I'll be glad to work with you in my certification program. But if you want to do it yourself, choose a single remedy and take it. You should get dramatic major healing. If you don't, that's not the right remedy. There was a woman in Berkeley, from Berkeley, I met in Humboldt County. She saw me doing somebody's remedies out there on the lawn. Well, she said, what is that? I said, well, that's Bach remedies. They work on the emotional component. She said, well, maybe that's what I need. So I said, well, when I'm done doing this lady's remedies, and I'll do yours. So we sat out there, and she told me that she was a gay woman. She'd been taking pizza back to her girlfriend's. Guy in Berkeley, guy jumped out of the bushes, and he raped her. And he beat her up real bad. She said she couldn't go to school anymore at Berkeley. She couldn't jog. She couldn't play a musical instrument. And she couldn't write her poetry. So I gave her the remedy Star of Bethlehem, which I'll tell you about here in a minute. Star of Bethlehem is the remedy for trauma and loss and sorrow and stuff like that. And the next month, she came out. I was out there on the grass giving somebody remedies, and we talked, and I made remedies for her again. She said she was doing better. But at the end of the second month, she said, you gotta come to Jambalaya, the coffee house, and on Thursday, and hear me, because I'm going to be singing. She says, I'm going to be reading my poetry. She said, I'm jogging again. I'm going back to school in Berkeley. Her trauma had healed. Now, I didn't heal her trauma. You can't talk to somebody and heal the trauma. The best you could probably do is get somebody in some kind of a grief support group. But the Star of Bethlehem, 1,000 times better. Let me give you an example. I have a student, her son died. And after about 5-6 months, I said, that stuff with your son, it was the worst trauma of her whole life. And I said, how much of that have you worked through? She said, I worked through about 60-70% of it. About 3 more months, I asked her, I said, how much of that stuff, your son's death, have you worked through? She said, I worked through all of it. It's unbelievable. My grandmother said the worst pain a woman can ever experience is the death of a child. Well, just recently, she said to me, Wednesday, next, because I talk to my students once a week for an hour, hour and a half. Next Wednesday is the death anniversary of my son. She said, last year, it was a horrible time. Not only that, 3 days later, I got the death anniversary of my father. So I said, well, let's let God handle this and see what happens. So when we talked the following week, I said, well, how did it go? She said, you know, I didn't feel anything at all. I was glad I had been with my son. She said, I even went in and got the books that has his pictures, the scrapbook, and looked at all the pictures and being a baby and growing up and all that. And I was just so happy that I had the time to spend with him and love him. And she said, it's all gone. It's all resolved. And even the death of my father is like, no big deal. She's like totally on the other side. So I talked to her last week. I said, man, nobody gets to have that kind of healing. Well, that's the healing of the Star of Bethlehem. So let me tell you how you do it. You go down to the store and buy some Star of Bethlehem. Star of Bethlehem. Put 2 drops in a 1 ounce dropper bottle. That's how you make. You'll get that wherever you buy the box. They have a 1 ounce dropper bottle. Some spring water, 2 drops of Star. Now, and then take that 4 drops 4 times a day over a long period of time until you heal the death of your child, the divorce that you were in, getting raped 5-10 years ago, being raped a lot when you were a child, whatever the traumas are, you take that. Now, another way you can take it, which is an alternative, is to buy the Rescue Remedy. The Rescue Remedy's got 5 remedies for shock and trauma. It's got clematis for spaciness, impatience for irritability, rock rose for terror, cherry plum for desperation, and Star of Bethlehem for trauma. So you get the 1 ounce dropper bottle, and then you put in 4 drops, because it's got 5 remedies, you put in 4 drops from the stock that you bought down at the store, and take that all day long. So when you're treating yourself for the trauma, you want to do it 4 times a day or more. You're not going to overdose on these things. And God will begin to teach you. It's a real advanced technology. God will begin to teach you how to resolve your emotional pain of your traumas. And you will find that is effortless. You're not going to have to try. It will just be given to you as a gift. A baby is a gift. Health is a gift. A wonderful husband is a gift. And healing is a gift. But we have to open our arms and become receptive and relax so that God can give it to us the way that he wants, as opposed to the way that we want. Everything has to be our way. The bark is a tool. It's like you use a screwdriver instead of using your finger to turn the screw, or you use a backhoe instead of going out there with the shovel and digging for about a week or two. The Bach is a tool. It's a tool that from the future where God gave it to us during while we're going through the galactic center, while we're going through this ascension, while we're going through these hard times, the end times. God gave it to us to heal the emotional component because the emotional component is so complex and everyone's so tortured and no one wants to talk about it. I used to treat Elizabeth Clare Prophet, the very, very great and so famous spiritual teacher. And she told me when we first did her remedy, she said, I never deal with any deep emotions. And she was saying that for all the Western people. Nobody deals with the emotional component. But it's not that hard. And we got great results when we worked together. I had a woman in Santa Monica who needed to be assertive. And so we used the assertive remedy, which is sensory. And I kept her on it. My class was 4 months long. At the end, she told me how assertive she was. She had straightened out her boss, straightened out her husband, straightened out her daughter. People are not taking advantage of her anymore. I took and had her talk to the class. I said, tell everybody how you did it. And she said, well, I learned this, and I changed that. I figured this out, whatever. We're done. I told the class, I said, notice she never mentioned the Bach once. Because the Bach remedies are not about Bach remedies. They're about triggering and catalyzing you to go through the changes that you need to go through to learn how to be assertive.
I wanted to just interject here how my understanding of the emotional component of throat cancer. There's actually two things that can cause throat cancer. You know, the throat is the throat chakra, as is the lungs.
Yes.
And the thyroid. So throat cancer, thyroid cancer, and lung cancer result from disruption of the throat chakra. Now, throat chakras in more highly developed people would be disrupted because they hold back. They don't speak.
Yes.
Like if somebody's abusive or over-dominating, they hold back. And so there's a lack of energy in that chakra.
Right.
And then, of course, the other way, the other direction would be someone who abuses their voice by lying or being abusive or, you know, somehow through that. Those are less evolved people. But a lot of cancer is victims. So the two, the first one I described is more of a victim. So
yes.
If you had throat cancer and you were falling in the emotional component, not radiation, like from radiation exposure at Chernobyl or toxic chemical or infectious or some other cause that lowers the energy in the throat. You know, because people who smoke and drink a lot can get throat cancer too, and that's more
right.
Just toxic chemical. So, but if you have an emotional component and you take the Bach flower remedies, it, like you said, they just naturally correct that holding back. And they become more assertive and more speaking their truth. And
right.
That changes the energetic dynamic of the chakra, and then the cancer can go away. I just wanted to put that in as a mechanism.
Well, thank you. I agree 100%. The gal I was telling you about had the throat cancer and the breast cancer and saw the disease as her teacher. That's what she said. And was able to heal.
Well, that's what it is, because when you're off, when you become a victim, you the cancer comes in and teaches you to release that energy of being a victim.
Right. And the victim thing is like one of the big things we need to heal in our culture. And that
really
is where
everybody's a victim.
Yes.
It's really prevailing
and that's
in the West.
That's where we want to do the philosophy if I see something out there I don't like, or if I have a disease I don't like, there's something mm-hmm. inside of me that's bringing that to me.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of victim.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Eastern cultures are over-responsible, okay?
Right.
Over-responsible. And then
right.
Western cultures are under-responsible, as far as I can see. That's how you get the victim. You know, the lack of responsibility is because you blame everybody else for your problems and you're the victim. And then you look at the Eastern cultures, which of course are older, they take too much responsibility, you know.
Right.
But it's a different level of, I guess, emotional release. You have to get the balance.
Well,
Buddha said you have to take the middle path, which is what.
Well, the middle path, yes. Right, right.
Yeah.
And not too extreme in either way. The medical cartel is busy telling everybody that there is no cause of disease and there is no healing for disease. So
right.
what that
so
does is...
You have to stay on that pill for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I had a woman, she'd taken Cymbalta. She was a student. And she went to her psychiatrist and she said, I want you to help me get off this Cymbalta. And the psychiatrist said, well, why? Because you're supposed to take it for the rest of your life. She said, well, I'm not depressed anymore. She and I have been working together, taking the depression remedy. Mm-hmm. She's not depressed. So the psychiatrist said, well, okay, helped her get off, and that was the end of it. The woman that had the breast cancer I was telling you about, she was sexually abused. Her father had sex, forced her to have sex with her, with him. Horrible.
And that leads to left-sided breast cancer. Somebody you're supposed to trust, and someone who's supposed to protect you betrays you. That's the emotional component in left-sided breast cancer if you're right-handed.
I agree 100%. And so that she was 51, and the Cherokee said that between the age of 50 to 60, the good Lord brings up the inner child material for people to work through. If they don't work it through, then it turns into physical disease. And so she was 51, and that stuff from the father come. So as we worked, and she did the remedies for her, she became very assertive. She became where she could speak up. And in fact, she almost spoke up too much. It was amazing. It was the first time in her life. And she kicked off the victim thing. She kicked off the thing about her speaking and being assertive. And she told the group that the cancer was gone.
Right. Well, you can't be a victimizer and you can't be a victim. Again, it's the middle path. And too much in either extreme will set you up for disruption of the chakra, which is what clairvoyants always see before the cancer, if it's due to the emotional component. Like I said, cancer can be due to radiation, so that has nothing to do with any emotional component. So, but most primary cancers have an emotional component. So most of the time, check for that and work on it, because that's something that can be fixed pretty easily.
Yeah,
as you say, the effortless Bach remedies can really help you do that. Whereas, you know, some other things might be more difficult to fix.
Well, and you know, with the human being, it's body, mind, and spirit. Body means, you know, to do your physical healing. It could be herbs. It could be acupuncture, whatever. And getting the radiation out, whatever. Mind, body, mind. Mind is the emotional component. That's what we're talking about. And spirit is your metaphysical. And the metaphysical has to do with listening to your soul or your higher self to get instructions and guidance from
your
higher self.
And if you're
on
the wrong path, like if you're in the wrong job or with the wrong partner or wrong people, then that leads to disease. Because you failed to listen what your guidance was. That's how that works.
I had a student that I said, her father took her in the back room and said, honey, don't marry this man. And I said, what'd you do? So, well, I listened to him. He said, he's wrong for you. And I said, well, what'd you do? Well, I listened to him and I went ahead and married him. It was the worst nightmare hell that she had ever. The guy had money, gave her children. It was the worst nightmare hell of her life. That's the spirit part, listening to the guidance of your soul. I had a woman tell me, I said, I went over there. Man, it was really horrible. They zapped me so bad. They sucked my energy, dumped on me. I said, you know, next time you want to pray before you go. And Chuck said, well, I knew I shouldn't go. I said, well, that was your soul telling you that you shouldn't go over there. But you overrode it and went anyway. That's a spiritual component. And the other thing about spiritual component is turning everything over. Turning everything over to God, to get God, let God. Because if you can surrender, you're not going to have stress. If you can let go, then you can move into the Tao, into the effortless healing.
Right. That's true.
Those are the big
spiritual tests that many of us are having now. We've been through our karma. The karma's paid off, but it's mostly trust and staying in the now and being guided day by day. So that's where most of us are right now. Well, we are coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. DrEricLove.com, DrEricLove.com. And my phone number, I'll give it out twice, 406-585-0774. You can send me a text, send me an email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. I have my course is a year. Some people have been with me for 3-4 years, going on 5 years. We just keep going deeper and deeper. But it's a basic year course. We give certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, homeopathic certification, certified herbalist, homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. What I do, the way I teach it, it's a true apprenticeship. Because the phone system is so simple these days, we just set, and we have an appointment each week, and we set on the phone each week, and I'm there with you, I hold your hand, I help you work through the stuff, and through that I'm able to show you, we get you healed, but I'm, through God's grace, but I'm able to show you and teach you, and I'm with you an hour and a half, I schedule an hour and a half for everybody, sometimes 2 hours. And we do that for the year. And during that time, you'll go through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process. I teach you the Bach so you can treat yourself with Bach later on. And I teach you the wonderful SAF system, which is very advanced, works on the traumas. I teach you how to heal through diet, nutrition. And I think you'll find it to be the most dramatic healing that you've ever gone through in your entire life. And you come out knowing how to heal yourself, your family members, if you're a professional, how to heal the people that you love and care for and work with. And that's pretty much what my course is. There's a few books you read. There's no tests, examinations, not a university type thing. We just hang out. It's like you're being back in the old Japanese 1500s, studying with a samurai master teacher, or studying with a master acupuncturist in 1500s in China. It's a true apprenticeship. We just hang out together, and you pick it up. Plus, as you see the healing inside yourself, you'll understand how that works. You do it on other people, and continue doing it on yourself after you and I are done working. So that's pretty much, and my phone number again, 406-585-0774. And my message is full. My messages are full. So you can send me a text or send me an email. It's a good way to do it. And get in touch with me. And then we'll sit and talk and see what's going on with you and get to know you and get to know me. I only have just a few students, but I do have a few openings. And that's all the certifications from the International Association of Homeopathy, which is my school. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Cole. Honored.
Well, next week on Temple of Health Radio Show, we have The Next Generation Frequency Revolution by Ted Winslow, and after that, Barbara Hand Clough, Revelations of the Aquarian Age. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.